Rockets move to 2-0 on the season. They get a 43-12 win last night, knocking off the Erie Prophetstown co-op. And Coach Sam Graves joins us. And you made it a mercy rule game at halftime, Coach, up by more than 40. And I think that, you know, is pretty important considering last week a team in the state of Illinois had a chance to be up by a mercy rule score in the second quarter. They didn't accomplish that, and it was an unbelievable comeback. And you know all about the kid that did it, Drake Davis, who transferred from Bureau Valley to Naperville North. So it's important to get that mercy rule clock going at halftime, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I was unreal hearing about that one, but it was, you know, that's, we had a chance to do it. I think there was, I don't know what, 4 or 5 minutes left on the clock when we hit it, and we were glad to get some guys out. And you know, I think we've talked about numbers for us a few times. If we get a chance to get that first group out, then it's nice to do. You know, you don't chance anything. And the guys did a really nice job. We kind of went back and looked at that film session from Monmouth week one and thought, you know, we looked over stuff with the guys and saw that we left some stuff on the field. And I think there was 3 or 4 times in the red zone and we didn't come away with points. And we felt like we kind of left them in the game longer than we should have. And that was kind of our challenge to the guys this week was, hey, let's finish stuff. Let's be sharp. Let's tackle well. Let's, you know, rally to the ball. And they, man, they sure did it. Defense was good. Offense finished drives. I think in the post game last night, they said we were 6 for 6 on drives in the first half, touchdowns. So, I mean, it was good to see. Good all around effort.
Well, and that's the, in my opinion, the mark of a good team is when you're the favorite coming in and you make a statement early and you put the game out of reach. You know, as we say, you lengthen the game instead of letting them shorten the game. That's a mark of a good team early, isn't it? You put them away. I know Erie Prophetstown are probably going to struggle a bit this year, and you know it's important for a team like Rock Ridge to get on the board early and often and put that game out of reach.
You're absolutely correct. You know, some years you have groups that for some reason, you know, play to other teams' levels, and you know, you don't want to give them, you're right, you don't want to give them that, those turnovers or the penalties or, you know, the long touchdown plays here or there because of mistakes, and stretch it out to a 4-quarter game. And, it, you know, good teams will come in and put the foot down on the throttle and really hammer somebody. And that's what they did last night.
Now, Coach, we can shift directions. And I tell you, really, the next 7 weeks of the season, or the next 6 weeks of the season, I say, when you get into the direct conference play in the Three Rivers Rock, man, there's going to be some good games to follow when you mix up the Rockets with Newman, Orion, Riverdale, Morrison, Bureau Valley, and Fulton. And can I make a dumb comment here? I wish, don't you, I'm glad that Newman's on the small school side. Listen, Taylor saying that. And then I wish Drake Davis would not have transferred. Can you believe I'm saying that? So he could have played at Bureau Valley to add even more firepower to this Three Rivers Rock conference. That's a small school side, but man, it's going to be fun following the next 6 weeks of the season in this league, isn't it?
There are some very good teams. That's after the game last night, us coaches were sitting in that coaching office, and that's what we were talking about, is how the schedule is going to turn here shortly, because that small school side of the Three Rivers is spooky this year. Like you said, you got a lot of pretty good teams in there, and we got to hope that. I tell you what, I you know, I'm not sounding like we're not a good football team, but we hope you stay healthy for the playoffs. I mean, because even if you finish with a good record, and we think we will, but even if we finish with a good record, you hope you're not limping into the playoffs because you're playing such tough teams every week.
And just as, you know, we talked about Drake Davis and he transferred from Bureau Valley, and you know how good he was. What was your, I mean, I guess what they say, the old adage in sports is if you watch sports long enough, whatever the sport is, you see everything. Man, I can't believe that kid came back down 42-0 and rallied that team to win. And if people don't know about big school football, Edwardsville has got a pretty good tradition. I know they had a five-star recruit, I think, that's starting for Iowa today as a true freshman, and they always make deep runs in the playoffs. But I know you guys in the Three Rivers, you know, watched Drake Davis play up close and personal. But, man, that was quite a story last week, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was. That was unreal, you know. 42-0. I think they got, what, two before halftime, so it was 42-14, and then they pulled it out at the end of the game, and whatever it was, 53-49 or something, they ended up winning. That's unreal. I mean, because unfortunately, a lot of times when you're down like that, even a couple scores, people start hanging their heads a little bit. It's amazing that they just, you know, were able to get momentum back and finish the deal. But that kid, I tell you what, I know you said that you'd like him around, so you could watch him and stuff, but I'm sure glad
yeah,
he left,
because
I tell you what, from a coach's perspective, he was scary with the ball in his hands.
Oh, I know.
He was a good running quarterback. He's fast, but he was one of those kids that would, you know, run around in the pocket or roll out and just fire the ball back the opposite side of the field that you tell a quarterback never to do, but he had the arm to do it. I mean, he got it there. So, yeah, that's a special quarterback.
Yeah, it's just a dumb, bald-headed radio guy making that comment. Nice going last night, Coach, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right, to Sam Graves and the Rockets, they go to 2-0. They'll take on the Riverdale Rams next Friday. More on Sportsline in a moment.